感谢主，各位弟兄姊妹，大家晚安。
Thank the Lord. Good evening to all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，让我们有机会来学习道理，互相勉励。
Thank the Lord for His grace that we have this opportunity to learn the words of God together and to have a mutual encouragement.
我们这一次所要一起来学习的是雅各书。
And this time, we will learn together the book of James.
我们知道这个新约有很多的书信哈，啊，其中有一部分是保罗所写的。
We know there are many books in the New Testament, and a portion of the New Testaments were written by Paul.
所以称为保罗的书信有13本。
So there are in total 13 epistles of Paul.
另外其他的书信啊，叫做一般的书信。
And the other epistles are called the regular epistles.
其中有一本叫做雅各书。
And one of them is the book of James.
我们一般的了解这个雅各书啊，是主耶稣肉身的弟弟雅各所写的。
Usually people understand this book of James was written by the biological brother of Jesus, James.
主耶稣在传道里的时候啊，这个雅各他们兄弟啊，他们那个时候不相信耶稣。
While the Lord Jesus was still preaching the word, his brothers actually did not believe in Jesus.
甚至有时候主耶稣在讲道啊，不顾不得吃饭，他们以为他是癫狂了。
Sometimes when the Lord Jesus did not have time to eat, his brothers thought that he was crazy.
但是主耶稣完成了救恩复活以后。
But after the Lord Jesus has finished salvation and he resurrected,
曾经向雅各显现。
He appeared to James.
所以后来他们兄弟啊，他们就接受耶稣是救主。
So later on, Jesus' brothers actually accepted that Jesus was the Savior.
相信他就是他们所仰望的弥赛亚。
And they believed that he is the Messiah that they were waiting for.
后来主耶稣升天以后啊，一些门徒啊，他们就在耶路撒冷一座楼上在那边祷告。
And after the Lord Jesus has ascended to heaven, the disciples gathered in a building in Jerusalem to pray.
当中有主耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
And among them was the mother of Jesus, Mary.
还有耶稣的兄弟，耶稣的那些弟弟。
And also the brothers of Jesus.
所以包括这个雅各在内啊，他们就在那边同心祷告。后来领受圣灵。
Including James, they were praying together, and they received the Holy Spirit.
开始使徒是在的传道里建设教会。
And they started to preach the gospel during the apostolic times, and the church was established.
这个雅各啊，他后来跟彼得跟约翰三个人啊，成为教会非常重要的执事。
And this James later on became one of the very important pillars of the church along with Peter and John.
尤其在使徒行传十五章啊，他们当时为着一些真理上的问题。
And especially in Acts chapter 15, that time there were some discussions regarding the truth.
使徒跟长老在那边开了一个会议。
And so the apostles and the elders, they held a meeting there.
看起来当时这个会议的召集人啊，应该那个主持的人，看起来好像就是这个雅各。
And it seems like the chair of the meeting at that time was James.
所以看起来雅各在当时的教会啊，是一个相当重要的工人。
So from this, we deduced that James was a very important worker in the early churches.
所以一般认为这个雅各书啊，就是这个雅各所写的。
So normally it is recognized that this book of James was written by this James.
我们先来看这个雅各书一章第一节。
Let's refer to James chapter 1 verse 1.
雅各书一章第一节。
James chapter 1 verse 1。
他说：“这神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各，请善祝十二个支派之人的安。”哦，雅各自己称为是耶稣基督跟神的仆人。
Here James called himself a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，所以他用主耶稣基督的仆人啊，来称呼自己。
So he called himself a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
虽然他们在肉身上啊，有兄弟之间的关系。
Even though biologically speaking, they were brothers.
但是他知道耶稣啊，就人类的救主，他其实就是真神。
But he knew that Jesus was the savior of mankind, and he is God himself.
啊，他知道自己啊，只不过是主耶稣基督的仆人。
So he understood that he was only a servant of the Lord Jesus.
啊，他不只是在耶路撒冷的教会啊，关心耶路撒冷的教会。
And he was not just writing to the churches in Jerusalem.
啊，当时因为教会刚刚成立不久啊。很多的基督徒就散住在各地方。
At that time, because the church was recently established, therefore the believers were scattered in many places.
所以他写信啊，来关心啊，散住在各地方的一些基督徒。
So he wrote a letter to care for the Christians that were scattered abroad.
不只是在犹太地啊，后来渐渐的分散在各地方啊。
And they were scattered not only throughout Judea, but later on to many other places.
一般了解这个雅各谁？雅各书主要的目的。
And the purpose of the book of James.
因为当时的教会成立不久，大部分都是犹太的基督徒。
Because at that time the church was just established and most of the believers were Jewish believers.
他们还是维持原来很重视这个律法的仪文。
And they still emphasized on the keeping the law, the letters of the law.
因为他们对那个律法师啊。从小的时候都非常清楚。
Because they were taught in the law from young.
但是他们缺乏重视这个生活上的表现。
However, they neglected the practice of the word in their daily life.
没有办法真正把基督徒应该有的一种生命更新的生活把它行出来。
So they were not able to live out the life of a true Christian, which includes the renewing of life.
所以雅各书里面很强调这个信心要有行为的配合。
So the book of James emphasized on the faith must be accompanied by actions.
因为当时的基督徒数量比较少。
And because there were quite few believers.
他们为着要相信耶稣以后常常被这个犹太教把他们赶出会堂。
And they were often cast out of the synagogue after believing in Jesus.
常常面对生活上的困难挑战。
So they had a lot of challenges and problems in their life.
所以受到逼迫陷入困难当中。
That they were persecuted and they were in difficulties.
有的人就会怀疑说，到底我现在离开犹太教来信耶稣，我到底是对不对
？So some people would question whether it was right to leave Judaism and to be converted to Christian.
雅各就勉励他们要坚定信心。
So the book of James encouraged them to have a firm faith.
等待这个苦难慢慢的过去。
To wait for the passing of these tribulations.
另外一个就是当时有很多的基督徒散住在各国当中。
And also at that time there were many Christians that were scattered among the nations.
因为受到外在的环境每一个国家里面有一些思想观念。的一些跟这个圣经的真理不太一样的地方。
And these believers living abroad, they were under the influence of the various concepts and ideas that were different from the teachings of the Bible.
受到当地的哲学啦，哲学思想的影响。
And some were under the influence of different philosophies at the time.
外邦的习俗。
And also Gentile customs.
有时候就让他们对这个真道就慢慢的偏离啦。
So they gradually moved away from the truth.
所以雅各就指示他们应当有的正确的观念跟行为。
So James also instructed them on the right attitudes and behaviors.
能够真正追求真理把这个义行把它行出来。追求成圣的功夫
and to truly pursue after the truth, and to practice the truth, so that they can pursue justice and sanctification.
这个雅各是很强调一个人的信心应当有行为配合才能够完全。
So the book of James emphasized on the fact that a person's faith must be accompanied by deeds in order to become complete.
但是他并不否认信心的重要性。
However, it also does not deny the importance of faith.
但是在教会历史上，有的人认为说雅各过于强调行为。
In the history of the church, some people proclaimed that some people said that James emphasized too much on personal. Deeds.
像马丁路德在改教的时候
，For example, when Martin Luther he was reforming the faith.
那个时候，因为他看到罗马教很强调行为
，Because at that time, he saw that the Roman Catholics they were emphasizing on actions.
因为他们当时想要建造一个圣彼得教堂
，because they wanted to build this cathedral of St. Peter's.
他们就卖赎罪券
，so they were selling bonds, redemption bonds.
神职人员常常在各地方宣传
，and their ministers would preach about this everywhere they go.
还一方面表演。
On the one hand, they will also perform.
那个神父就把一个铜币就把它放在那个箱子里面，当一声。
And then they would put a coin in the box, and it would make a sound.
他告诉会众说你们听到这个当一声那你们的家人本来在地狱的，听到那个当一声他就跳到炼狱了，然后再跳到天堂了。
So they would preach the message that when you hear the sound of the coin dropping into the box, that means your past loved ones they also hear it, and then they would while they are in Hades, they would go up one level and eventually
get rid of it. 就募集了很多的款项。
So this is how they were fundraising.
当时马丁路德就觉得说这样跟圣经里面的道理是不对的。
So Martin Luther at the time, he felt that this was against the teachings of the Bible.
尤其保罗在写罗马书的时候，说我们得救不是靠我们人的行为。
Especially when Paul wrote the book of Romans, it says that we are not saved by our own actions.
而是靠我们相信接纳主耶稣的救恩。
Rather, we are saved by accepting and believing in the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
因为罗马书里面说，不管犹太人也好，外邦人也好，都被神圈在罪里面。
Because the book of Romans says that whether it is Gentile or Jewish believers, everyone is circled under sin.
世界上没有一个义人。
And there is no one righteous in this world.
因为人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Because all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory.
所以没有一个人可以靠着自己行善立功来得救。
So no one can do good, can rely on his own strength to do good and to be saved.
但是神的救恩就在人的就在这个律法以上显明出来了。
And because the salvation of God has been revealed apart from the law.
就是借着神的怜悯，借着耶稣基督的救赎。
It is through the mercy of God and the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
耶稣替我们死在十字架上，为我们流血，为我们舍命。
The Lord Jesus has died for us on the cross and gave up his life and gave up his blood.
我们相信接纳他的救恩。
So if we believe and accept his salvation,
他的血就可以洁净我们一切的罪。
Then his blood can also cleanse our sins.
所以我们只要借着他的宝血受洗，就可以白白得到称义。
So as long as we are washed by his precious blood,then we can be justified.
所以不是靠我们人的行为，而是靠着主耶稣的救恩。
So it is not by the actions of men, rather it is by the salvation of Jesus.
所以提多书第三章也说啊。
So in Titus chapter 3, it also says,
我们得救是靠着主耶稣的啊，靠着神的怜悯。
That we are saved by the mercy of God.
然后借着重新的洗跟圣灵的更新。
And through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
所以不是靠我们人的行为，所以我们人没有什么可以夸口的地方。
So it is not because of our own acts. Therefore, there's nothing that we can boast about.
所以马丁路德很强调这个罗马书因信称义的道理。
So at that time, Martin Luther, he emphasized on the justification of faith in the book of Romans.
那这个雅各书一直很强调行为的配合。
But on the other hand, the book of James emphasized on the accompanying of the of actions.
所以他把这个雅各书称为好像那个稻草的书信呐、啊，草木的那个书信。
So he called the book of James as a book of hay.
他在翻译那个德文的圣经，把圣经翻译德文的时候。
So while he was translating the scripture to German,
把雅各书啊放在后面作为附录。他不列入这个正典里面。
He put the book of James at the back, as an appendix, instead of being in the main books.
所以基督教历史上有很多啊，受到他的影响，不看重雅各书。
So in Christian faith, many churches were affected by this school of thought, and so they do not place emphasis on the book of James.
我们知道这个真理是一贯的，彼此不互相不冲突的。
However, we know the truth is very consistent, and they do not contradict each other.
保罗写罗马书，他不否认行为。
When Paul wrote the book of Romans, he did not deny the effectiveness of actions.
罗马书的第一章到第八章啊，是讲到一个人呐、啊。能够蒙恩因信称义的过程。
In Romans chapter 1 to chapter 8 talks about the process of a person who can be justified by faith.
那十二章到十六章就是讲到一个更新的信徒啊应当有的行为。
However, from chapters 12 to chapter 16 talks about the actions and deeds of believers who have been reborn.
因为信心跟行为彼此是不分不开的。
Because faith and actions cannot be separated.
这个雅各书啊，他就说你有信心啊，但是你也要有行为，才能够把那个真正的信心啊，把它表明出来。
So the book of James talks about how when you say you have faith, you also must have actions and deeds to reveal your faith.
其实整个圣经的道理啊，都是一贯的。
In fact, the teachings in the Bible is consistent.
主耶稣在讲道理也是说啊，你们要悔改啊，要结出果子来，跟你悔改的心相称。
When the Lord Jesus was preaching the word, he also said that you must repent, to be worthy of your you have to bear fruit worthy of your repentance.
所以他说啊，在那个马太文第七章里面说啊，你看了一棵树啊，你要知道这个树好不好。
So in Matthew chapter 7, the Lord Jesus talks about how when you look at a tree, in order to know whether this tree is a good tree or not,
就看它结什么样的果子。
Then you need to look at the fruit of the tree.
说荆棘没有办法去摘葡萄。
Because you cannot find grapes in a thorn.
这个棘里也没有办法长出那个无花果来。
And you cannot find figs from thistles.
因为什么样的树木就长出什么样的果子。
Because whatever tree bears its fruit.
啊，我们看这个果子，我们就知道这个树是不好的树还是不好的树。
So by looking at the fruit, we can know whether this is a good tree or not.
好树就会结好果子。
A good tree will bear good fruit.
啊，坏树就没有办法结好果子。
And the bad tree cannot bear good fruit.
啊，所以说我们有真正的信心，就在我们行为上结出美好的属灵的果子来。
So if we have true faith, then in our life we are able to bear the beautiful and good fruits.
所以说不是称呼主啊主啊的人就能够进甜神的国。
So it is not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
唯有遵行天父旨意的人啊，才能够进去。
But he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
所以我们说我们有信心啊，啊，你在你的行为上要你把你真正的心啊，啊，把它显明出来。
So if we claim that we have true faith, then in your actions, you must have actions to show, to reveal your faith.
所以保罗，这个雅各并没有忽略因信称义的道理。
So James did not deny the truth of justification by faith.
而是强调信心跟行为啊，啊，两个要配合。
Rather, he emphasized on the fact that faith and actions must go together.
啊，行为是你真正信心。真正的信心啊，扎根了有所产生的结果。
And actions, these deeds, is a result of your true faith taking root.
那这个雅各书里面的一个特色啊，就是比喻很多。
And one of the characteristics of this book is that it contains a lot of analogies.
啊，跟主耶稣在讲道理的啊情形一样。
It is very similar to what the Lord when the Lord was preaching the gospel.
主耶稣可以用那个。啊，很平时我们能够看得见的一些东西啊，啊，来把那个深奥的道理，啊，把它阐明出来。
But the Lord Jesus was able to explain the truth from ordinary things that we see in our daily life.
啊，这个雅各也是一样啊，啊，他很喜欢用比喻。
It is the same for James. He also likes to use parables.
啊，比如说这个第六章的地方，第六节一章六节的地方啊。讲到那个海浪
For example, in chapter 1, verse 6, talks about the waves.
说一个没有信心 的人 他好像那个海浪一样，没有办法得到安静。
He talks about how a person without faith is like a wave of the sea. It cannot be calm.
人生有时候遇到很多事情 就好像那个海浪 在冲击我们一样。
A lot of times in our life, when we meet up with different things, it is just like we have been hit by the waves of the ocean.
让我们碰到这个困难的时候啊，我们心中啊欢腾啊，没有办法安静下来。
So when we meet up with difficulties, we feel very unsettled in our heart.
门徒有一次过海的时候啊，主耶稣跟他们过海的时候，突然间遇到大风了。
There was one time the Lord Jesus was crossing the sea with his disciples and they met up with a great storm.
船都进水了。
And the boat was about to sink.
他们很紧张啊，这个船快要沉下去了。
And they were very nervous that the boat was going down.
他们就跑去把主耶稣叫起来。
So they went and wake up the Lord Jesus.
说我们都快丧命了，你都不顾我们了。
They told Jesus that we are about to lose our life. How come you don't care?
事实上，主耶稣是跟他们在同一条船上。
But in fact, the Lord Jesus was in the same boat as them.
但是可以，主耶稣在那边安静的休息。
But the Lord Jesus was resting.
门徒啊，看到这个海浪啊，他们整个心啊。就欢腾啊，就没有办法安静下来。
On the other hand, when the disciples saw the waves, they feel very restless and they were very
叫风浪阻行。
They were very anxious, and the Lord Jesus calmed the storm.
所以圣经里面说啊，一个人能够得救啊，是在乎得救啊，是在乎归回安息啊。
So the Bible says that in quietness.And rest is salvation.
在乎平静安稳。
And in the
得到力量啊，就是平静安稳的心。
And in calmness, is the strength.
他说我们今天啊，可以靠着主帮助啊，他能够把我们人生的很多风浪啊，就让他主席掉。
So today we are able to quiet down a lot of the storms in our life by relying on the help of the Lord.
让我们有一个平静安稳的心啊，来到神的面前。
So that we can come before the Lord with a very quiet and calm heart.
那接下来这个第十节的地方有谈到这个花草的比喻。
And then in chapter 1 verse 10 also talks about the parables of flowers and grass.
他说人生的富足啊，其实都好像花草一样。
And it talks about the prosperities, the glories of life is just like flowers and grass.
虽然这个花长得非常漂亮，但是一下子就枯干凋谢掉。
Even though the flowers may be very beautiful in one moment, but very quickly it will wither.
啊，人生的柔美也是一样啊，瞬间啊就消失掉的。
And so the riches of men also fade away quickly.
所以主耶稣也讲说啊，所罗门最荣华的时候，他所穿戴的啊，都比不上那个百合花。
So the Lord Jesus said that when Solomon was in his most glorious time, he was not even comparable to the lilies.
人生的美容啊，就好像花草一样，瞬息就过去了。
So the beauties of men is just like flowers and grass, they would fade away very quickly.
这个二十三节的地方谈到这个镜子的比喻。
And verse 23 talks about the parable of a mirror.
他说啊，我们在听道理的时候，好像在照镜子一样。
It talks about that when we are listening to the word, it is like looking into a mirror.
因为我们借着镜子可以照耀我们自照到我们自己。
Because by looking at the mirror, we can see our own reflections.
然后我们可以把我们衣服、我们仪容啊，把它修整一下。
And we can, if there's anything that doesn't look good, we can correct it.
我们在听道理的时候也是一样，好像在照镜子。
It is the same when we are listening to the word of God. It is like looking into a mirror.
好像一面镜子在照耀我们。
The word of God is like a mirror, showing us our reflections.
啊，让我们能够发现我们自己的软弱跟缺点。
So that, it reveals our own weaknesses and our shortcomings.
啊，然后我们来修正我们自己。
And then so that we can correct ourselves.
那这个第三章的地方啊，谈到很多有关我们舌头的比喻。
And chapter 3 talks about the parables of tongues.
啊，虽然舌头很小，但是可以影响到我们全身。
And even though our tongue is a very small member of our body, but it can affect our whole body. It is just like the
三章四节传度。
Chapter 3 verse 4 talks about that it is
可以一个小小的舵可以控制整个船的方向。
It is like a rudder of a boat that even though it is a very small part, but it can direct the whole direction of the boat.
又说这个舌头好像火一样。
And also talks about how our tongue is like fire.
一点点的火啊，可以影响到有时候一烧起来整个森林就烧掉。
And a little bit of fire can cause the whole forest to be on fire.
舌头如果不控制的话，会造成很大的负面影响。
So if we do not control our tongue, then it can also have very bad negative impact.
然后讲到这个，我们讲话好像这个泉源呢。
And then it talks about that when we speak, it is like a fountain.
说这个水泉啊，一个水泉就是出一种水，不能够出苦的水，又出甜的水。
That a fountain can only bring forth, a spring can only bring forth either fresh water or bitter water.
我们嘴巴也不能够一方面讲颂赞神的话，一方面又要咒诅人。
So is our mouth that we cannot say the words of praise to God, but on the other hand, we also say curses to man.
这样是不可以的。
That is not right.
我们不可以一方面要颂赞神，一方面又 去做主那个神所造的人。
That we should not on the one hand praise God, on the other hand curse man who has been created by God.
那所以我们看到说这个雅各在写这个雅各书的时候也是啊非常生动的。
So we see that the content of the book of James is very lively.
啊，最后第四章谈到说人生好像云雾。
So in chapter 4 talks about that man's life is like the cloud.
啊，人生好像幻影一样，出现一下子，很快就消失掉。
And it is just man's life is just like a vapor that appears a little bit and then it vanishes away.
我们怎么好好珍惜我们的人生？
So how do we treasure our life?
啊，能够把握这个短暂的人生啊，啊，能够去数算啊，能够让我们有一个啊。做一个智慧人、啊、能够有一个丰富有意义的人生。
So that we can make use of our short life to count and to think about how to live a meaningful life.、
啊、所以这个都是雅各书里面、哦啊、的一些重点。
So these are the main points in the book of James.、
啊、那我们现在就来看第一章、哦、
So now let us take a look at chapter 1.